purpose of the independent investigation and review was to essentially open the doors and windows and allow everybody at Canisius High School who had anything to say it to an independent person, and have that person then assemble that information and present it to me and to the board. So it took a long time. It was many, many, many interviews. And out of that came a report, a review, which indicated that there were episodes where the protocols and procedures that Canisius had in place were not carefully followed. There's the adage that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And I'm not ever saying that people that were making decisions were doing so in a malicious way. I don't believe that for a minute. But they were playing from time to time fast and loose with the procedures and protocols. And it happened occasionally. And it happened over long periods of time. I mean, some of the incidents were 10 years old. But people remembered them. And it's a good thing they did remember them because it enabled us to really understand the sort of the complexity of the interrelationships at the school, to get a perspective over a long period of time, and then to say, we can be better than this. And that's what we have tried to do as a board. We've tried to put in place, a better protocols, better procedures, and tried to bring to the attention of the school, a point of view that eliminates conflicts of interest and that, enables us to make decisions about the matters that have an impact on the school and on the young men that are being educated there to make them more transparent and more straightforward.
So one of the recommendations looks to not allow someone to be both a coach and administrator?
Yes, and we have that as a goal. I mean, we really have to kind of look at that very carefully. But what's clear is that when you have a coach who's also an administrator, that you have a conflict of interest. Not always, but there's the potential for it. So the person who is in the position of the highest authority at the school, is friendly with a young person that he's coaching. And then all of a sudden, the decision-making process with respect to, let's say, academic dishonesty—that's a good enough example, right?
Yeah,
gets compromised. You cut somebody slack when you shouldn't, and so there just needs to be a separation so that the decisions that are made are not so personal or so susceptible to conflict.
Is this all in place and already starting to move forward?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, one of the interesting things was that we had started as a board to worry about some of these matters before anything happened I'll call it the recent unpleasantness.
Was there any chance or a time at all that was talked about to reinstate him?
No. Frankly, there wasn't. I mean, at the point that the board weighed in here, the position of the board was until we have a clear understanding of all the facts and circumstances surrounding this decision with respect to Beck O'Connor, we're not prepared to comment. We're only, we have to understand what we're dealing with. And, I think that the report was important for the board in the sense that it validated the decisions that were made with respect to Mr. O'Connor. Now, having said that, I want to be very clear that I think Mr. O'Connor is a fine man, and we hope and wish him every success. but, you know, some mistakes were made, and there's a consequence.
There was just so much, obviously, rumor and so much, you know, talk about the fact that it was because of the sport's pressure.
I think every once in a while, you know, things get out of balance in any institution. And this, what we've been, part of this process for me is, has been to identify imbalances and to get things kind of recalibrated so that there's an equilibrium between, you know, the athletic programs and the academic disciplines. And that's, I mean, that's, we have that opportunity once every, you know, generation, I think, to sort of stand up and say, this is what we stand for, and this is how we want to conduct ourselves. And I think that's what's happened in this particular context. So, you know, I'm very proud of the athletic program at Canisius. I think it's accomplished a great deal. It's given, you know, young men an incredible opportunity to, you know, participate in building winning teams and then to participate in winning. And I think, you know, I feel strongly that that's part of an education. But it has to be in balance with the academic side. And I think we maybe got a little bit ahead of ourselves on that.
Does it look like, for all intents and purposes, this is behind you now?
Well, I sure hope so. I mean, I think so. I mean, I'm pretty neutral. I mean, my goal is to, you know, is to keep in mind that, you know, Canisius is a 150-year-old institution, and that it has survived over the years, you know, many bumps in the road, and that every time there is a bump, you know, we learn something from it, and we do what we can to make it a better institution. You know, we're not perfect. But we try to learn from our mistakes, and I think so. I think there are a lot of things here that we've learned, and I think Canisius will be better for this experience, as tough as it's been for everybody.